Blog Talk Radio.
All right, of course, you're going to have a little technical difficulty, right? But we're going to get this fixed right straight in front, y'all. But that show not only was the 82nd all-time connection record by Honey Bakatoon, but it was just a wonderful rendition of something that's near and dear to our heart. And so we're going to get this show going. I don't give a damn what happened. We're going to get this thing on the radio tonight. Now, of course, I want to thank all the folks that count on Robbie to listen to us on a constant basis. Of course, it's a Saturday. And, of course, you know, we've had some shows that have been crazy on Saturdays. I remember the time we had the Coach's Corner. And, of course, on a Saturday, somehow, some way, you know, audio was crazy that night, and we fixed it right then and there. So we continue to do what we do on a constant basis. But I know everybody would hear my beautiful voice, and it is what it is. But, like I said, this is an instant classic, like I said, and with Honey Bakatoon being who he is, y'all, words just can't begin to mention the type of person that I'm honored to have as a broadcaster here at WBNN. He is not only my friend, but I consider him my big brother. And countless times, you know, being able to be his in-house DJ for every single show since 2017, to me, that's amazing. The hard work that we both put in on a constant basis, his countless support of other hosts, just wonderful. And I'm real proud of him and just the man that he is. And, you know, I just want to always, you know, say that to everybody out there that you might not know. But this man puts in not only serious work for himself, you know, in other ventures, but even in that situation, he always finds time to support. All right, y'all, let's get it.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
It's the all-new Gillette Labs with exfoliating bar, a razor designed to give you a quick and easy shave. It combines shaving and gentle exfoliation into one efficient stroke. The bar and the handle removes unseen dirt and debris that gets in the way of the blades, giving you a shave as quick and easy as washing your face, so you can look like you put in an effort, effortlessly. Gillette, the best a man can get.
Girl, you got to be L-A-Y. Abundant divine blessings. You're now listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. I would like to welcome all new listeners, and I also want to say personally thank you to the 77,000 who was there at my opening night over 5 years ago, and thank you so much for taking this long journey with me. Okay, so anyway, let me take time to do this correctly. We're broadcasting live out of Lagos, Nigeria. Remember, the number to call in is 516-453-9133. Press 1 to interact or to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. I am so excited tonight. Some of you who are connected to me through social media know that this has been a long time coming. See, now I already see Hall of Fame 4 times already starting stuff up, and I'm doing my best to contain myself because what he just played takes me back to when I received my first contact on June 13, 1985. And as of this year, it commemorates a total of 37 years where I, the Magic Man, had did my best to reach family, friends, and even foes about the mission Planet Earth and the intergalactical involvement that has been a part of our daily lives before the foundation of the world as we know it. Okay? So now, it's time for us to really look at this picture, because if you take time to listen to this show tonight, the one that's coming up in August, it's like a 3-part series that the Magic Man is running, okay? And I got to end it up with the Fallen Ones that's in September. So y'all make notes, because I have to do it this way. Why it's very important is because many of us are losing our lives. Many of us are giving up on our lives. Many of you out there who's listening to the Magic Man Haru have been in a state of confusion for too long, okay? So now what I need you to do, if you are listening to the Magic Man tonight, is whatever was shown to you through Hollywood with movies like Independence Day or the latest movie, right, I heard a lot about it, right? The latest movie that was put out, and I even suggest y'all go see it, it's called Nope, N-O-P-E. And this is Uniquely now, I had already spoke about this before they released this film. So Magic Man is not just speaking about Mission Planet Earth just because of this movie. But I do suggest that you go out and watch that. But don't be blindsided by Hollywood's version of the extraterrestrial involvement that you see through these motion pictures. These beings have been having an influence on our lives, even at the beginning of Earth or the beginning of time as we know it. Okay? Now, what's so unique about this here, I'm mainly going to speak about two primarily groups of people, and I'm going to end it with the third, but I'm going to save the third next before I bring Ngozi time on. The first group of people that I want to mention, and please gather around, family members, children, everybody, please take notes, because I'm going to be dropping some names that I want y'all to take time to look up. But I promise you, there's certain things that you're going to hear tonight that you won't even be able to Google. But I'm going to do my best to try to share certain things with you, the listening audience, so you yourself will start to remember. And I got to give Hollywood some credit. Some of the movies that they put out, like Total Recall. You see, the so-called powers to be, the movers and shakers in this world, they already know who and what we are. Most of the people that have been controlling religion as we know it today, they also know the divine truth about who and what we are. But you, the listening audience, and I have said this many times, it's great to have faith. Scriptures, and you ain't going to lie to me, I have always said that, right? The divine truth is in there. But what's the point of a person like me who's trying to give you divine truth that's within your own scripture if you won't even take time to open up and see it for yourself? And like I always say, that's your issue and not mine. But these extraordinary beings, first of all, I want to speak about the children of nature. And these children of nature first took their form in the form of elements, okay? One of the elements and one of the ancestors of the black and brown from the middle, so-called middle, before it was called Egypt, because, again, that's pre-Torah. That's pre-Bible as you know it. That's even pre-El-Quran. The ancient Tamarians of north, calling northeast Africa, right? Right in between upper Egypt, which is going towards Sudan, right, as well as Lower Egypt, which is going to put you closer to Alexandria, okay, or the Caspian Sea, actually. These beings was in the form of elements before they incarnated here in the physical form. These are the ancestors of the black and the brown people that was here before the foundation of the world as we know it. And the scientists, the archaeologists, and all of these other people that have been digging up inside the earth, as well as finding extraordinary beings underneath the sea, because that's where a lot of them come and they hide at, right? And I also want you to keep this out of your mind. Because most of the times when most people think about an extraterrestrial, they're thinking about little gray men or green men in these hideous forms, and it's only been designed to scare you. What the unique or best kept secret is, these extraterrestrial beings looks just like you and I, most of us. When you look at the physical characteristics of yourself in the mirror, if you're not afraid to do it, if you're not afraid, if you go and look at yourself in the mirror or start looking at these ancient artifacts that they have been digging up for such a long time, you're going to start to see people that look familiar. I know that person. When they open up all of these sarcophagus, or if you look at the images that has been inscribed on the glyphs, so-called hieroglyphics, you're going to start seeing that remind you of somebody. It can either be yourself. including the babies that's being born in this day and time, which is very, very important. The ancestors have to be able to use us to reincarnate again in order for us to be able to not only be ourselves again, but for us to be able to take control of our own life, take control of this planet that was once ours. And we cannot keep playing the wicked one's game because there ain't no power in it. Okay? So now that's my initial start. Hall of Fame 4-time is already acting up. And when I come back, I'm going to speak about another side of the family. Okay? So DJ, Hall of Fame 4-time, you will do us the honors. Wow. Well, all right. Now, welcome back, attentive listening audience. You listen to the tone of voice of the master sound healer, the master sound therapist, and the grand architect of the universe. Tonight on this particular advancement, yes, indeed, I am. I'm speaking about Mission Planet Earth, the intergalactical involvement. These people have been influencing a lot of things that have took place before there was a beginning as we know it. Okay? Part of this show, I was mainly speaking about those who some call the Netiru or the Neteret, which is the feminine principle. The Netiru is them as a whole. If you remove the vowels, it's the same word of nature. Those people that created children of nature, children of the sun, okay? Those beings are the ones that was responsible for us. So it's almost like a slap in the face when I look at our people who have been caught up into a belief system that wasn't designed for our benefit. And a lot of the old scriptures used to say, if you've ever been confused about anything, then you have to go back to what predated it. So in order for us to get back with right thinking and on the right accord, then we have to go back to a period of time before we was in a state of ignorance. Okay? The other set of people I want you to take time to look at it. Look it up. Okay? These beings are called or known by some as the Anunnaki. The Anunnaki, Anu, is the Sumerian or Babylonian name for the Most High. It's like almost saying El Elyon El or El Aliyu. Okay? Now, what's so unique about them, very similar to the Tamarans. And the reason why I'm using that name is because these beings existed long before there was a place called Egypt as you know it today. These are the celestial, terrestrial beings that had the ability to incarnate at will. And when they incarnated, they mixed with the daughters of men, like the scriptures say. Some of them took the daughters of men and other ones that they cohabitated with them and gave birth to some of us that's in existence right here in this day and time. And again, that's not Hollywood. That's not fiction. Those are pure facts. You got some of us are born with enhanced abilities to be able to think differently, act differently, and do things differently. But the saddest thing is a lot of these extraordinary beings, these children of nature, and the Anunnaki have been in a state of amnesia for such a long time that they forgot who and what they are. On the other hand, these people don't have any desire to know about their rich ancestry, predated slavery the way that's being taught, especially over here in the shores of America, all throughout public school, all throughout the religious sector. And the religious sector is only giving us a glimpse of what the ancient ones have already recorded in stone. Now back to the Anunnaki. The Anunnaki, remember those stone tablets that many of us have been talked about? When Moses, the biblical character, came down from the mountain, he had these tablets in his hand. Look it up and take time to Google it for those of you who like to Google, right? If you take time to look up these clay tablets, one of them is called the Enuma Elish, before there was a beginning or before things were named as we know it. So the Babylonian presence is written all throughout the Bible, even including the Judaic calendar. Look it up. And you'll see the names of these beings like Elul and Baal. All of these are part of the fabric that became the building blocks of religion as we know it today. And the average mind, religious mind, don't even know that. And you're wondering why there's so much hell that has been breaking out all over the place. There's no way that we can come into our glory, like I said on the Woman of God show. There's no way that we can come back and get our great substance that's due to us if we don't have time to know it. And I use that word know it instead of believing it, because we can believe in anything that we want to and be 100% incorrect. And what's really, really sad, you got a lot of people out there who's proud and think it's a great thing not knowing certain things. Ignorance is no excuse. That don't mean that you're stupid. Ignorance means that you simply just don't know. But we're supposed to know. That's the only way that we're going to be able to change our conditions, if we have to get to a point where we are excited to know. Fenea, back to the Anunnaki. Anu, the Most High, according to Sumerian or Babylonian school of thought, is the Most High. Okay? Now, these beings is not like the myth to the point where they're not physical. These are primarily men and women beings, celestial terrestrial beings of a high order that's able to put on the physical body and take it off at will, which is something that we once had that ability to do so also. Okay? But now, so Anu gave birth the same way that we do here on planet Earth. Nothing mystical, nothing spooky about it, right? Primarily, those of you know that it takes portions of a man called semen and portions of a woman to be able to create a new being, be it a human being or a living being. Ain't nothing spooky about that. That's the way it's always been. Again, like I say, before there was a beginning. So take time to look up, like I say, the Netiru, and let me spell it out for you, okay? You got Netiru, that's N-E-T-E-E-R-U. And again, if you remove the vowels, all you're looking at is nature. And these beings had names just like you and I. And that's on, like I say, the so-called Middle East, falsely called Egypt, but originally known as Tamaré. These extraordinary extraterrestrial beings had a great influence on coming back and forth to planet Earth before there was a beginning. Okay? So now back to the Anunnaki. Close towards the Tigris and Euphrates rivers, right, where they got huge monuments similar to what the ancient Tamarians did with the hieroglyphics and these stone monuments depicting their ancestors on how they look with the broad nose, our physical characteristics, even though they are doing their best to erase the black and the brown, right, images, and they want to sit back and stonewash them so they can keep giving us a European complex. And some of you out there is happy about that. And these ancestors that I'm seeing and speaking about tonight look just like many of us. And many of us hate the way that we look. And if you hate the way that you look, listen to me closely, then you are not going to love the way that your ancestors look. And that has been the major, major problem that we have been having. Because if you can't accept yourself for who and what you are, you surely can't accept your ancestors who gave birth to you. And like I say, take time to look these beings up and you're going to start to see something. You're going to start to see how the religion has been influenced by these great beings. They gave us technology. They gave us 365 days or periods throughout the year. They gave us the sundial. They gave us the sands of time before time as we know it today. Right? These are ancient scientists that we once knew as their children. In order for us to come up out of that state of ignorance, that state of not knowing, We got to start off from scratch. So now, those are the two segments I wanted to get out first. After DJ Olasky takes us to break, we're going to come back with Joint Adventures. So DJ Olasky, if you will, do us the honors.
You say a one for the trouble, two for the time. Oh, come on, y'all, let's break.
I'm going home.
that is a that's a serious master mix. Only by a master himself, Hall of Fame four time. Well, I don't know what I'm gonna do with you. I mean, this is the perfect soundtrack for it. I'm doing my best to convey tonight. Matter of fact, it takes me back to a time period. It's when I myself was contacted by a being that I've been speaking about well over 37 years. But so I won't get too far ahead of myself. We have a caller in queue. So caller in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hey, Magic Man, it's Jerry Petito. That was a really cool track.
Yeah. Hey, Hall of Fame and Lifetime Achiever, don't you start breakdancing up here now.
Let the break dance, let your boogie, it's the juice.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Listen, you are the Hall of Famer as well. You are the Lifetime Achiever as well. Listen, man, you crack me up. Listen, our producer's losing it a little bit, right?
Yes, he is.
Last night was a blast, and he's still going with that little laugh and stuff. So I love that.
Yes, he is.
But how
wow.
are you?
I'm doing excellent. You know, I'm looking at the state of the world, and Nan's trying to add some missing pieces of a puzzle that had left people in a state of confusion. So I'm doing my best to deliver what's been placed in my mind, my heart, my soul, and my spirit, okay?
So that's what I love about you. And, you know, I try to do the same with my beliefs and when my spirit is being touched, and I love how you do the same. And that's what we have to do. You know what I mean? Listen, we talked so much about all this stuff and about the state of the world and everything that's going on, and even with Angela's show, I mean, it was beautiful, right? But we can't stop, and I know you never will.
And I appreciate your confidence. I definitely do, you know, and honestly, I can't speak enough about someone who haven't knew me that long, as long as some of the other people. But I can say I appreciate, you know, not only your confidence in me, but the support that you have given me openly by sharing so many things when it comes to my interviews. I mean, whoa, how many interviews did you do for me? About 3 or 4, right?
A lot, baby. You were on all my networks. And your son, too. How's
well, I
he
appreciate
doing?
Huh?
Yes. How's your son doing?
He's in there. He's definitely an extraterrestrial. I can speak on so many times. Yeah, I can speak on so many times that young man used to point up to the stars and used to tell me, literally, Jerry, he used to look
him.
Up at the stars when I would sit back, and he said, I want to go back home.
I love him.
Yeah.
So,
main thing is we're here to live the best life that we possibly can live. And there's a lot of things that's happening. This is just chapter one. You know, next one I'm going to be speaking about disembodied spirits that has been captured on camera. And I'm doing it this way for a reason, Jared, because a lot of things that's happening, even though we see people taking the form of a human or a living being, once you realize that the spirit, a disembodied spirit, can invade another person while they're still living, and cause that person to commit some hideous acts, and that person, be it a human or living being, is not even aware of it. If that's not scary, what is it, Jerry?
Listen, I don't want to use the word scary, but it's, what word would I use? You know, like, wow. You know, like, oh. Right? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Listen, get your other callers in. I love you. Always want to support you, man. Thank you for being who you are.
Thank you. Hey, hold up. Before you go, I can do it. I'm going to do part of it, and you do the rest. Listen in order so we will aware you. This is one of our greatest and one of the best that ever did it. And I'm telling you, if you ever want to have someone to show you support and help get your name even further out there when it comes to business, Jerry Petito is one of the best to do it. She's a part of our great company of WBNN. She's a Hall of Fame, Enshrined broadcaster and a lifetime achiever and Battle of the Network Stars winner and so many other things. And author, Jerry, if you will, before you go, you know, let them know about your book. And I definitely want my listening audience to support you and get, like I always say, not one but two copies, okay?
Okay, so I want to share something about who my next guest will be first, because this is really cool. My next guest, and it's a week, it's a month from this week, Tuesday night, because we're on the same week, Benedito King, Benny King's son. How's that, baby?
Man, amazing. That's why I say, okay. You know, you being a star is in contact with other stars and potential stars. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Benny King's son, baby. But my book, I'm not an addict. I'm just an ass. I'd rather be a smartass than a dumbass, guys, because guess what? Yesterday marked 31 years I changed my life. So you can get my book at Barnes & Noble's. You can go right to Simon & Schuster's Archway Publishing Bookstore. It's on BAM now. It's on Amazon. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Love you, Jerry. And look, I know
love
some other
too.
People is probably wanting to call in. Yes, it's time for joint adventures. Some of you out there know exactly what Magic Man is doing my best to convey tonight about Mission Planet Earth and the extraterrestrial involvement. They have been involved with us, as I have been saying, before there was a beginning as we know it. So anyway, next caller in queue, please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Well, first of all, I got something for you. Before I bring this caller on, anybody's out here trying to get on. But see, and I'm not going to have him start his mess. So, you know what I mean? You know, I got you right here, Hooney. You ready for this?
I'm almost afraid to hear it.
Hooney Bakatoon talked about intergalactic, you know, visions. Hey, Jerry Petito, I got him right now. Pump him up, baby. Pump him up.
Pump me up. There is no cure for this rockness. Woo! Rappers might be willing, but they ain't able, cause I was that king straight from my cradle. I fiend and hollered and shook my rattle and dreamt of defeating them all in battle. There was no food in my silver spoon, so I grew up hard and I grew up soon. I'm a righteous king, but I'm hungry too, and I eat up chumps that rap like you. Then I met this shark and his name was Jaws. He was biting my rhymes like y'all bite yours. I started writing my rhymes, the shark grew and grew, but I was writing more rhymes than the shark could chew. Huh, the shark got sick and then he exploded, cause he didn't realize that my rhymes was loaded. They flew in the air and into the sea, and the whole universe knew the king was me.
Come on.
Not a laser beam or a diamond mind or a platinum watch or some vintage wine. Not a pocket full of pearls, I'm an oil well. Like black gold, baby, I'm Melly Mel. It's to all the fly girls, I come off hard. The slightest wink or nod, they can see your guard. All my problems are small, so my pockets are large. And when they walk in the door, oh baby, I'm in charge. Treat ladies like jewels and diamond rings. On my fingers, on my arms, on everything. On the seats, on the sheets, I can't be beat. So don't ask where's the beef, baby, here's the meat. I'm gonna give you some soap, a towel and a cup, cut the bum MCs. All washed up, put your women on the line with the rest of the crew, so I can make love to her and annihilate you, punk, punk. Me what? The hip-hop rocker, the microphone champ. Gotta knock out boys like the Rolls Royce. Got a right to number one to be the people's choice. Cause you hum a ding, then you hum a dong. It's just like a friendly game of ping pong. When you're hitting the ball, upside the paddle. It's just like cowboy riding on a saddle. Up above your head is the flash of life. Cause I can rock to the beat on any God-given night. Like to rock, like to roll, like to entertain. While my car's outside, you're waiting for the train. The train to the bus to whatever. And I'm the MC to rockin' any type of weather. I'm the bow-legged brother. There'll never be another. I bought a mansion for my mother.
Come on. I said come on. I said come on.
I got
got a certain cool that breaks the rules that get me paid and a lot of jewels. And the woman I'm calling day and night, that's proof I'm getting mine like a thief in the night. Because Storm is known as the singer, the quiet storm of that lover didn't linger. I will not change cause it's in my blood. I'm like dynamite and you a rapping dud. And if the future is here in the making, then why I can't be part of the taking? Cause you know I like cars and fancy women that give me good love. In the beginning, a bubble bath in candlelight and girls saying, Storm, you alright? So stop standing there like you're from above and just relax yourself and get in this tub.
Beautiful people out there, if you're having a good time, everybody scream! I'm not a laser beam or a diamond mine or a platinum watch or some vintage wine. Not a pocket full of pearls, I'm an oil well like black gold, baby. I'm L.A. Mel, it's to all the fly girls. I come off hard, the fight is weak or not, make me your guard. All my problems are small, so my pockets are large. And when they walk at the door, oh baby, I'm in charge. I treat ladies like jewels and diamond rings on my fingers, on my arms, on everything. On the seats, on the sheets, I can't be beat. So don't ask where's the beef, baby, here's the meat. I'm gonna give you some soap, a towel and a cup, cut the bum and MCs are all washed up. Put your women on the line with the rest of the crew so I can make love to her and annihilate you, punk, punk.
Yeah.
Me what?
Yeah.
Wow, welcome back, attentive listening audience. I have faith that you are enjoying what you're hearing like I am. And what's so unique about it, that was during that golden age of hip-hop as we know it. And again, that's a whole nother era right there. Thank you so much, Hall of Fame four-time, for what you're playing tonight, because to me, it's like the icing on a homemade cake. So anyway, welcome back. Thank you so much for being with me. We have, a matter of fact, let me take time to set this up. You're about to hear, and some of us is going to hear this for the first time, but when I first heard that, I had the honor of a woman of God pressing one, and she shared one of the most heartfelt poems ever heard, which was perfect because I always pray and meditate on what it is I am to share with all of us, myself included. Yes, myself included, right? And some of us allow ourselves to be used. Many of you out there know exactly what Magic Man Haru is talking about. So with no further ado, I want to bring a woman of God up here, and I want you to listen to her tone of voice. But even not just that, I want y'all tune in to how well this poem was written, especially for this type of content and subject matter that Magic Man is speaking about, Mission Planet Earth. So, woman of God, Mrs. Williams, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you for that introduction.
You're welcome.
One love. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this before you actually do the poem. I'll tell you what. Let's take time to listen to the poem, okay? Introduce yourself to the listening audience. Go into your poem, and then I want to ask you directly what inspired that. What inspired you to write such a poem, okay?
Okay. So, again, my name is Nicole, or Doll Lady Laureate, out of Charlotte, North Carolina, and this is a poem called Orbiting. Conspires, it sees the orbiologist of lighted Martian orbiting the atmosphere. With shards of metal embedded in one's heart, two move falsely accused of raised corneas from afar. Encrypted fiction of twisted, bitten, drenched cape of caps. Facts trashed by three of a kind mind fiends of creams of top crops, props bought to civilization of wasted tears with wasted fears of hue, waist deep in shoe, grew, flew from coop of poop, set to disembowel the truth, dues to dues, passing through, who's who in the game of clues,
pursue, pocket sewn pants to glass hands of velvet roped wit, bruise of welts, embedded with smears of its ancestors, flesh desecrated by vein, known to the plain, hidden by the insane in asylums of intelligence, relevance peaked the sneak of sick freaks, squeaks of treats, climbing peaks not meant to defeat. May God have mercy on thee. Carnival of cannibals, lecturing the masses to get free passes or passes over as a mealtime for rover, four-leaf clover, the luck of an Irishman, meant for the distinguished gentleman, friend of a friend, high places of races to the poker faces, passed through ages of generations unfazed by the population, creation known under the sun, only one sun, can see what he created to be, what will always be, nothing new, destined for you. Sold to the troops of repeated disputes of a corruptible truce, blood-stained deuce, you lose as you choose, continuously tie that noose. May God have mercy on thee. Deprivation, stimulated starvation, injected semination of poverty. Mercy sent a seed, manifested revelation by journey. Destined promises of land, lost, can't see. Forgive thee of that, thus deceived. Epileptic by greed, conceived by gluttony, as we plead for time to speed, but snooze on lead. What we have conformed to as we accept your fate, without hope, without a trace. Erase the past they wish, only one army to enlist. Perseverance to stay on his list, acceptance be the greatest gift. May God have mercy on things. Things really ain't what they used to be. Time for a change of scenery, giving praise to God on high. Melting pot begins to rise. Mercy, mercy me. Thank God for saving thee, orbiting eternally. Mercy, mercy me.
Man, that is absolutely amazing. I'm giving you a standing ovation, but I want to take time. Before I go into what inspired that, I want to take a break right quick. I want the audience, myself included, if to take time to absorb what you just shared with us, okay?
Okay.
And next, we have another track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame legend, DJ Olasky. I'm almost afraid to hear what you're going to put on next. All right, peace and abundant divine blessings. Welcome back, attentive listening audience, to We Will Aware You. I am really, really enjoying myself and doing my best to convey this advancement of Mission Planet Earth, the realm of intergalactical involvement. Woman of God, Nicole Williams, if you will, are you available to stay with me during the rest of this show? We have another caller in queue. Before I can get an accurate answer, I don't want that person to hang up. Can you hold on for a moment if you don't mind?
Yes, I am available.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So I'm going to put – you're welcome. I'm going to put that on pause. Hall of Fame four times. There's another caller in queue. So if you don't mind, let them through, please.
Huni Bak Atun, a.k.a. the Magic Man. How are you doing this evening, brother?
I'm doing fairly well, and you know, look, you're the Hall of Fame nominated, also known as the Comet, so you know you got to be an extraterrestrial.
I'm really enjoying the show and your esteemed guest. I'm just listening. The music is taking me back to my little DJ days back in the day and everything. I'm having a great time, but just really enjoying the show. I don't have a whole lot of comments to say, but I do want to say this right quick, Brother Huni. I want to congratulate the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting Lifetime Achiever-elect Huni Bak Atun on his WBNN all-time connection record with his 82nd all-time, first all-time in the Omni Hall of Champions, and seventh consecutive with the historic Darling Lawrence Championship honoring our late Hall of Famer. Congratulations, brother.
Man.
You're just doing what you do. You know, Huni Bak Atun, the Magic Man, Haru. Congratulations.
Man, bro, I love you as much as a brother can love another brother. You understand? And thank you so much for allowing me to be your campaign manager. Kenneth, listening to orders, it's that time again. We got less than 2 months. Now, the tone of voice you just heard is one of our best. Matter of fact, I mean, he only missed one out of his first 31 shows. I think he only missed one out of that. That's a record, and I completely agree with Hall of Fame four-time. I ought to know who's going to come around and be able to top that, man. But the main thing is, thank you so much for being a part of our great company. I'm so proud that you're not only recognized by us, but the international listening audience also recognize you. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Thank you so much for sounding the whistle on my latest championship. And before you go, let the attentive listening audience know how they can tune into your show, please.
Yes, next show is next Tuesday, the Know Your Right show with Terra Strength, Spirituality New Perspective. That's next Tuesday at 9:30 on the WBNN. Join in. It's a little different. We're going to do an Ask Terrace, so a question and answer. So, yes, it should be a lot of fun. And, Huni, you can call in with your questions, too. Okay?
Hey, but, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to that, sir. All right, thank you so much now, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Hold on. I think we got another caller in queue. So, call in queue. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, Mr. Huni Bak Atun. It's Ava Holly. How are you?
I am doing excellent. Always great to hear your tone of voice. How
are
you doing tonight?
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. I am enjoying Brother O's music tonight. It is so fitting for what you're talking about. It is awesome. I'm laying here in my bed dancing away with my doggy to the electronic music.
Oh, my goodness.
But I gotta share with you. I took the time to look up your Neteru, and there were two sentences that came up, and the second sentence is what really, really made me think a little bit. So it says, Neteru means gods and goddesses, yet to the ancient scientists of, if I'm saying that correctly, the teachings of the Neteru represented more than the modern concept of divinities or spirits. Now here's the second sentence. They also represented cosmic principles or laws of the universe. And I think you and I have had this conversation before, that how does it take our later in life, it takes our older and wiser to understand that there are laws of the universe. And imagine what we could accomplish as a people if we understood and looked up and researched some of these things when we're younger. But I thought that was so interesting that they represent the laws of the universe. So I got to get your take on that, because I'm really so into learning about the laws of the universe and how we work with that in our spiritual life, in our religious life, in our everyday life.
Oh, that's wonderful. First of all, I want to say thank you. For over 37 years, and see how quickly you did that. First of all, I want to put not you to shame. I want to put a shame to a lot of people who have seen me, heard me for over 37 years that won't even take time to do that. And you did that within the course of this show. Right? So first of all, I want to say thank you so much for taking time to do that. Because here's the thing that gets me. Ava, for me to sit back and say to you how a lot of people try to argue me down that a lot of stuff that I'm talking about, I don't know what I'm talking about, but they won't take time to research it and see it within their own scripture that they claim to believe in. Now, mm-hmm. to answer your question, yes, the ancient ones, and first of all, let me make clear about something. There was mystery schools set up all around Mother Earth as we know it. Because even right here on these shores of North America, there was influence by the Olmecs who migrated from North to form the Native Americans, the original ones, right, before the American Indians over here on these shores, as well as migrated south and started influencing people of Peru, the Peruvians and all of that. They have been an intergalactical involvement all around. So these unified laws, the universal laws, have been inscribed by these mystery schools that has been set up all around this planet. And from what, and I'm going to give it to you how they gave it to me. There was a total of 19 mystery schools, a lot more than that, sub-schools, that was already located in various points on our globe. And yes, they did give us universal law. The concept of life after death was also recorded. The separation of the spirit and the soul and the body was also recorded and documented. And what's so unique about this particular advancement, I'm doing my best to share with all of us, is to take time to get to know ourselves, because we're so much more, and this is the key point, we're so much more than just a physical being. And, you know, for lack of a better word, I really attribute that to Hollywood, that got us so physical, worrying about the pains and the pleasures in this life, that we don't even take time to harness the great wealth of knowledge that's already in our spirit, that's a lot older than the physical body as we know it.
Right.
Thank
amazing.
You so much
and
always for pressing that one. Huh?
Oh, you're welcome. I got to tell you that I think I want to say this to your audience, that you're never too old or too young to learn something. You know, you can't just sit back and say, I've been around the block, you know, I don't need to look at anything else. You're never too old or too young to learn something new. And I got to give it up for your poet also. What beautiful words she said. So thank you, Huni, for being you. Thank you for sharing. And I appreciate you having me call in.
You're very welcome. Hold up. Before you go, let the attentive listening audience know about your show. You're definitely one of our great hosts here at WBNN, okay?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, my show's going to be coming up August 3rd, and we are Ava's Casual Chat. So we talk about all kinds of different things, a lot to do in the entertainment industry, and that's my background. But we talk about all kinds of different things, and so much fun and so honored and proud to be a host on the WBNN. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your show, and I look forward to talking with you again soon.
Thank you as well. We have another caller in queue. Caller in queue, please state your name, where you're calling from, please.
Caller, you there?
Next caller in queue.
Okay. I don't know if they're there or not.
This is Club One.
There he is.
This is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, calling from the Broad Street bully side of Philadelphia, you know what I'm saying? And I'm out here, you know what I mean? We taking over the wilderness, you know what I'm saying? But I wanna step in and first of all, I wanna appreciate Uncle Hooney for blessing us with this information based on the fact that a lot of the people don't know what this is. And people, I'm gonna simplify these things for you. You know what I'm saying? You got angels made of light, you have spirits made of smokeless flame, and then you have the human made of the clod of the clay. And the things that what he speaks of is all this Jetsons technology that we have here, you know what I'm saying? These angels, these beings that he speak about brought this with them. And this enabled these people, you know what I'm saying, who were, again, who he was talking about. Some of these people were so melanated that when the sun hit them, they would resemble green people. And these were the people that resemble the people in which that again, he says, Hollywood emulates them as in these movies such as Avatar and things like that. These are subliminal imageries of these people that we speak about, the people with the abilities and things like that, who had the natural vegetation, who had the special vegetation. Also, people know this, that these people were sand dwellers. And how you pronounce sand dwellers during these times of their languages and their sand languages was Aram. Aram was how you say sand dweller or desert dweller. You know what I'm saying? Aram and or Arab, all these words are derivative from Abraham or Abram. You know what I'm saying? Which is the praiseworthy person in which was his offspring dwelled the desert. So people know that the original people who dwelled the desert, the people of Abraham, you know what I'm saying? The Arams or the people who spoke Aramaic, or the Arabs, people who smoke Arabia, you know what I'm saying? These are the descendants of Al-Kidr, or Kidar, or Akdar, the green person. This is how you say Akdar in these languages. Green is how you say these things in these languages. You know what I'm saying? So these were the people who resembled the people in which he spoke about earlier. And again, they were assisted with spirits of light, which is the angels, people. We could call them whatever you want to call them, but that's basically the simplified definition of who they were. You know what I'm saying? And they brought scripture, they brought all types of things, and they brought technology with them during these times. So again, people, know that we've been had spaceships and all of that, but don't get tricked up with the trickery, because guess what? Don't forget that these people been trying to clone us for thousands of years, this cloning thing, you know what I mean, from the witch doctors, you know what I mean, trying to bring people back alive and all that, you know what I mean, mixing bloods and doing all this type of stuff. Now, with the technology here, as we see, you know, with today, that with these aliens that they try to show us are the resemblance of, coincidentally, you know what I'm saying, when you look at an ultrasound of a baby, you know what I'm saying? You look at an ultrasound of a baby, you look at that image, and then look at the image that they show you in regards to these alienated beings that they see. This is the same thing, the same imagery. These are beings of light, where it's lit up, is whatever it is, but it's the same beings as what he said. We have the same stat, the same posture, the same limbs, the same height, the same, you know, features and things like that. But these people, remember, people, they resemble the color green, and green means go. Green means life. Anything green is a go. The green, the chlorophyll is in the greens. Chlorophyll produces melanin. So remember, folks, correlate all these things together and understand where Uncle Hooney is telling you out here, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to wrap it up with that, you know what I'm saying? I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street bully side of Philadelphia. And we out here to take out the wilderness, you know what I'm saying, and bring it back and nurture it how we going to do it, you know what I'm saying? We out here to build the bricks up and stand the sticks up. Check your satellites.
Man, I love it. Hold up before you go. We were the way you're listening to the audience. I'm telling you, this, you're talking about a blazing star, man. First of all, Clev, I saw your video, man. It was done professionally. I encourage all of my listening audience to not only watch it, but click that like, because there's power in numbers. You understand? Very professional, and you definitely have a divine gift. Thank you so much for pressing that one. And you're talking about an open show of respect for me, or for you to consider me to be an uncle to you. That's an open show of respect. And once we start to do that, it's a wrap. It's a wrap for any type of enemies that really, really think they want to come against us. Because, again, it shouldn't be that way, but unfortunately it is. So I want to say thank you so much for the open show of respect that you showed me. Thank you so much for adding that to what I'm doing my best to convey tonight with the listening audience, man. But before you go, let them know how they can find out more about you, YouTube, as well as our great company here at WBNN, okay?
Yo, thanks, Unc, man. I appreciate the time, man, and you know, had the opportunity to let the people know, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can reach Clev One of the Booze Brothers at the Booze Brothers on Facebook. You can catch me on Grilty Party, LLC, you know what I'm saying? Or you can catch us on GriltyParty.com, you know what I'm saying? And you can catch these things on YouTube as well. And if you can't find any of that and you don't have any of these social medias, you can always Google the Booze Brothers, B-U-Z-E-B-R-U-V-A-Z. We out here. And thanks.
That's
for
perfect, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, man, for all that you're doing for all of us, especially with our great company of WBNN. We were the way you're listening, audience. I'm telling you, tonight it's not over. We're going to take another break of that Sound Therapeutic selection, that Hall of Fame 4-time is about ready to put on. Put a nickel on it.
Party people, party people. Can y'all get funky? So sign it for, can y'all get funky? The Voodoo Nation, can y'all get funky? Yeah, just hit me. Just hit the funk and hit me. Just get on down and hit me. That body's getting so funky now, hit me.
This night right here. Wow. Anyway, welcome back, attentive listening audience. I know other callers want to call in, but I am so grateful, and I definitely don't want to get sidetracked. Woman of God, Miss Nicole Williams, are you still with me?
Yes, I am still here with you, enjoying the show.
Okay, you were, You wasn't breakdancing. I know you're a woman of God and all that, but you wasn't breakdancing and tidal waving and all that kind of stuff, were you?
Look, Brother O almost had me there, man.
Hey, a Hall of Fame four times. You hear that? She always got caught up.
Gotta rock it, don't stop it. Gotta rock it, don't stop. Got to pick your guitar.
Wow. Oh, man, you're talking about influences.
Yes.
Back to your poem, Woman of God, what was your inspiration behind that piece right there?
Okay. First of all, I just want to thank you. And I didn't say earlier for, you know, inviting me back on to share that poem. And, you know, and thank you for the callers that said something about it. And actually, you had me thinking. Sometimes when I write, I don't think when I write. I always tell everybody, anytime something comes to me, if I wake up out of my sleep, I just write it down. And exactly the way it was, I don't edit it. If I have to, if I write it fast or so forth. So I don't actually know what I was doing. I don't know if this was one of my waking moments. But I know that sometimes when I write poetry, times later on that I get revelations from it, which you have given me tonight based on some of the things you said. But the poem was actually inspired by Marvin Gaye's Marvin Gaye's Mercy, Mercy Me. Why? I heard it. I even heard it. Mercy, you know, Mercy, Mercy Me. I heard the song, and I just started writing. And then when I thought about it, after you asked me that question and I had this time to think, you know, when Marvin Gaye wrote Mercy, Mercy Me, he was talking about environmental destruction. And it took it back to a reminder, what you said about the naturum, right, about the people, about nature. He talked about that destruction. So I like to see this poem as the new age humane destruction, you know, that part where we haven't awakened yet. We haven't seen what is yet because it's all a universe. If he was talking about destroying the environment, what you think is going to be next? It's the fishes and the oceans and the winds. And then you see now with the changes in the weather and the storms don't sound, the thunders don't sound the same, the lightning is coming different, the rain is coming different. It's a change. So why do you not think that our people are different? Because we're not waking up. So it was really, I just wrote it. I heard it and I wrote it. And then I seen more of the revelation after I read it again tonight based on what you said. That is this is a higher form of element. A higher form of awakening. This is the part where we say, those who have an ear to hear, let them hear. Those who have eyes to see, let them see. But let them truly see, because not all closed eyes are asleep. So that's how I see that as mercy, mercy me. You know, God, have mercy on our people in the humane society, you know, because we don't know. But we know that there's destruction coming. We know that there's destruction within our minds. We know that there's mental illness because of it. We know that there's children out there lost because maybe they do awaken, and people think that they don't know what they're talking about, but they see. And it's another revelation exactly when I think Miss Ava Holly, I think she asked you about your son and what you said about your son. There are children out there, and then we wonder why our children are dying young and committing suicide, because they see, but they can't explain it to nobody. So thank God that your son has somebody like you who can explain these things to him and who understands. So that's where my information comes from.
Hold on, Nikki. You know, first of all, you're one of our greatest supporters of this network, and I really appreciate you, and you allow a lot of people to call in around the world, millions of people, and I appreciate you for that. You know, it's important for our children to be able to see and also hearken. That's the key. They see, but they don't hearken. You know, and that's the key for life, Lee Buckerton and Nicole Williams. And, you know, all the folks out there that are trying to call in, I'm telling you right now, you got 4 minutes. So don't get, you know, offended if I cut you off in 4 minutes. This show is really amazing. So, Nikki, I'll put you back on ice. Lee Buckerton, this show here is amazing. And what more can I say that has already been said? Now, I'm bringing up some callers. You have 4 minutes. You know, we got a lot of callers. So please respect the time. We got four callers. You know, I'm sorry, 4 minutes left to go in your talk. And a little bit, you know, now for 28 minutes left to go in this program. Honey Buckertoon, I'm bringing on the next caller. 4 minutes, y'all.
Hello, Honey Buckertoon. This is Antonia Betts. I just wanted to say thank you very much for explaining universal spirituality. And I appreciate Ava introducing that, because I have to admit, I didn't know they had so many supporters out there of that. And also, I just wanted to say, Nicole Williams, I really enjoyed your poem, because, you know, there is a higher being amongst a lot of us, and being called woman of God is a privilege. So with that being said, I appreciate everything you all had to say, and I'm not going to hold you long, because there will be another supporter by the name of Will of God. He's the other, beside myself, most tenured host on WBNN, and it's always great to tune in when I can. My schedule doesn't seem to be as regular as it used to be in the evening, so with that being said, it was a privilege to come in on your show tonight. Thanks again, Honey Buckertoon. And Will of God.
And you're welcome. You're welcome. Listening to the audience, you just heard, you're talking about one of the best that ever did it. And I have to take time from some of my time to do this, because you're worthy of that. This is our Hall of Fame nominated. And like she said, one of the most tenured hosts of our great company of WBNN. Love you so much, Antonia Betts. And please take time to give the name of your show so they can tune in before you go, please.
Thank you.
She might have left.
My name, okay. The name of my show, Informational Guru, and I believe it'll be August the 8th. 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard. You can tune in to be informed about some things that have been discovered across the world. So thank you very much, Brother Hooney, and you have a wonderful night, and love you too. And I love
please.
You.
Next call in queue, please. Next call in queue.
Yeah. Yo, what's up, man? It's your true fan, Will of God. What's up, Stay Philly? Yo, what's up, Doggy?
Man of God, will of God. How you doing?
Yo, I'm doing good, man. Music was great, too, man. But, yo, man, what they were saying earlier is this great positive stuff, because if you think about it, when you look at the weather, now we're figuring out the government can't control the weather. Anytime you can make some damn hurricane stand still, that should tell you. Oh, that should tell you something. Anytime you can have seven hurricanes at one damn back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back, that should tell you something. And Johnny's tornadoes getting bigger. Boy, y'all better wake up. But the only problem is we don't want to look at ourselves and see if we got a bigger future. So, you know, you're tying in right now with a great situation where everybody can check themselves and look at themselves and figure out what spirit they want to live with. Ooh, I should have not said that. Get some spirits. Ooh, they're just not right. They're evil. They don't even give a damn when you wake up. You know what I'm talking about? So, people, if you don't understand who you're walking with, learn who you're rolling with. Because then you know what time it is. Because if you don't figure out what time it is, you might get got. And after you get got, you can't get. Well, it is a setback. It's called a setback for the get back or the get back for the, I don't know. But if you don't realize what's really happening right now, if you don't realize it, you could get caught up in a situation and circumstances where you'd be trapped in manipulations. The TV's a manipulation. Now this world is. The question is, are you? So, you know, I'm sorry, man. I'm so getting ignorant. I love the show.
Hey, love you too, Will of God. You coming on tomorrow. Let them know about the show before you go.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Tomorrow night, y'all, too thorough by the true friend, Will of God. I did something crazy today, though. I went on WIP, Angelo Cataldi's show, and he was talking about the Eagles just actually signed a deal with WrestleMania. So I told him, I said, yo, I would love to be in the middle of that, y'all, and do it. So he had me do it live on the radio freestyle. So then after that day, you know, they liked it and all. So he wants me to come back next week and write some material and re-audition to go on for WrestleMania. So go on my YouTube at number two, Will of God, or Spontaneous TV by Will of God. Or just go to YouTube at DJ Space Chill 322 to see me singing. But tomorrow night, the topic is going to be, and I had to think, I didn't want to think, but I thought anyway. I said, why do individuals use manipulation just to get ahead? And how do we as a people strive to make a difference in our 2022 millennium young adults with true progress? Now, we can teach these kids true progress where they can grow up, show up, and then blow up without shooting each other, killing each other. And we can live happily ever after, white, black, Puerto Rican, or daggone, whatever color you want to be. We might make it. Other than that, how
are you? Love it, Willie. Love it, Will of God. Looking forward to tomorrow night's show. I'm definitely going to be on for that one, okay? Hey, next caller in queue.
Hi, Hooney. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Hey, always a pleasure to hear your tone of voice and when you press that one. How are you doing tonight?
I'm okay. I just want to call in and support your show and congratulate you on your connection record.
And thank you so much. Anything you want to speak about? Have you experienced any personal contact?
No, I haven't. I didn't have any comments to make. I just wanted to congratulate you on your connection record and just give you some support for your show. My next show is
okay. Well, thank you so much. All right, before you go, let them know about your show right quick before you go. Thank you so much. Okay.
Sure. My show is Breaking the Silence, and it's showing. It's going to be on Friday, August 12th, on WBNN, and we're going to be talking about the dynamics of domestic violence and healing.
Sounds good. I'm definitely going to be on to show you divine love and support. We will, the way you listen to the audience, definitely support one of our greatest. Next call in queue, please. State your name and where you're calling from.
This is Angela calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Just wanted to jump on and say hello. That's it.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for calling through. You're so many things. One of our former commissioners. I mean, you're just doing so much. The Queen of Collaboration is one of your many different titles and entitlements that you have. Let me know where your audience know how they can not only support your show, but some of the other endeavors that you're doing for all of us.
So I am a avid podcaster. I love to share. So I have a podcast that airs Monday morning. 9 a.m. call Monday morning motivation half hour power with the queen. It airs on Blog Talk. Follow me on Linktree, Queen of Collaborations. That links you to all of the various platforms that I'm on. I just want to make a difference and empower and encourage. And I thank Brother O for all he do to allow us to be right here on WBNN. And thank you so much for all that you do here at WBNN.
You're very welcome, and thank you so much as well. Well, with no further ado, and I'm doing my best to still catch my breath here, Hall of Fame, four-time International Hall of Fame DJ and producer, a lifetime achiever, Ngozi. I see the light.